Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Shari Shepherd. Shari Shepherd.
What's going on?
Welcome to The Daily Show.
Welcome to The Daily Show. Look, you are fine. I have not seen you in person. Oh, but you know, because you see people on TV, you're like, they look all right. You're fine. All right.
I see what you're doing already.
Well, whatever. When are we going to Africa together? I've never been to Africa. I'd like to go.
You've never been?
I've never been.
Wait, never? Anywhere?
I've never been to Africa. And let me tell you something. Mothers love me in Africa. I've never been, but I know they're going to like me.
How do you know?
I'm that kind of person. I'm that kind of person that, like, you know, I'm family reunions.
Uh-huh.
I like going, I cook sometimes. Well, I order it from DoorDash and I put it on the china. I just know I fit in with families.
Okay. That's probably why you're going to make such a great host for a new show. I should say, welcome to The Daily Show. And more importantly, I should say, welcome to New York, because you moved to New York.
That's right.
To make your show. Congratulations.
I am here in New York. I love it.
Welcome to it.
I am here in New York.
This is a big deal.
Yes, it is. Because I've been on the, you know, I did The View for seven seasons with Barbara and Whoopi and Joy and Elizabeth.
Right.
And so to do my own, it's literally a dream come true. I used to talk to my teddy bears with like the toilet paper roll. And I put it in front of their faces and I would do that. And when I was a legal secretary, I would sign my name, Sherry. So it's like I always thought about doing a talk show.
So you, wait, let's go back. So you interviewed the teddy bears.
I did.
As an adult or child, how old were
when
you?
When I was a child.
Okay, no, you didn't explain, where exactly. I was just trying to situate this whole experience.
When I was a child, I do grown men now when I have to interview. Yeah, that's the way I do. I don't do teddy bears anymore, Trevor. What? No, sir.
Oh, it feels like you were made for this role. Like, people love you on TV, you act, you're in comedy, but this is a different type of job because it is your show. It's going to be daily. You're going to be talking about everything. Let's talk about that part of the show because, you know, you're going to be in daytime TV where a lot of people go, oh, don't do politics and, you know, don't do certain parts of comedy. And it feels like you're bringing everything that makes you who you are to the show. Tell me a little bit about that.
I am, you know what, because I love politics. I could sit and talk about it 24/7, mm-hmm. but I'm very clear. My show is joy, fun, and laughter because we go through so much in our day. I think we get desensitized.
I love that.
And I want you to be able to come because they can get it from you. They can get the news from The View, from Wolf Blitzer. But I want you to come to my show and laugh. I want you to have a good time. That's all I want. And I just have this incessant need. We're both stand-up comics.
Yes.
I have to make you laugh. And so if that's what you want, I want you to turn into Sherry.
We're just going to be tuning into the show. We're going to be laughing. You're also going to be showcasing comedians, which I love. Like, you have a special segment on the show for stand-up comedians specifically.
It's Sherry's Laugh Lounge because I have been a struggling comedian, like, my entire life. I used to go and I would get bumped by Tommy Davidson, Marlon Wayans, all of them. And I would just sit there till 1 in the morning and I would play in front of one person. And I go, if somebody would just give me a chance. And that is what I want to do with comics.
I love that.
I know so many comics.
I love that.
Yes. That is my mission.
I love that.
You know, because you know, You know, there are comics around Trevor who just, they just need the exposure. Yeah. But they can't sit on the couch. You know how that world is. But you can come and sit with me and you make people laugh and hopefully that'll open up. Like what Johnny Carson used to do. I did it with, you know, Jay Leno. He had me do stand-up and it changed my world.
It feels like you have, you know, an energy about you that is all about positivity. Because it's not just about laughing. You know, even on The View, you had your moments where you would go really deep. But for the most part, you found a reason to laugh. You found a reason to smile. You found a reason to make people feel good about themselves. And the show that you're in, you know, for a lot of daytime shows, some people will say, oh, it's going to be gossipy only. It's going to be negative only. But you've never been that kind of person. It's almost like you have a joyous way of seeing whatever's happening in the world.
I do. I've just grown up going, there's a silver lining in everything.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to find it. And I am a woman of a certain age, and I want women to look at me and go, if Sherry can do it, if it can happen for Sherry, it can happen for you too. I used to struggle.
Right.
So I know this. You know, I want people to know that joy. I want people to get past the fear, because I'm a big believer and run towards the thing that scares you.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and see, I said, you said that like when you
were the opposite.
You run
I think
away.
You should run away from the thing that scares you.
Like the thing
that's
that
why scares you.
But you know what? It scares you, but if you go towards it,
it can kill
there's
you.
A lot. No, it will not kill you. There's a lot of blessings on the other side. So if you
that's
go
heaven.
Towards that,
you realize the blessings on the other side of heaven, Sherry.
Honey, let me tell you. Well, you gotta be man enough to know how to pick her up. I mean, pick it up. It's heavy, but run towards it.
That's what I enjoy about your journey, because it's like you're going into a show. You know, you've been doing the stand-up, you've been doing the acting. What you're doing is extremely hard. Coming to New York, I mean, you know, LA has like a different pace to it.
Yeah.
It's chill, people are friendly, there's like a vibe. You've seen that video of like that Mercedes crashing into that other car. That's New York.
That's New York.
You know how you know that New York is crazy?
Uh-huh.
Is that the people walking by in that video don't even stop.
I'm telling you.
You're not gonna let that change you.
It does not. In LA, we're so chill. Like in New York, if I say to you, let's have lunch, New Yorkers go, well, what time? Where are we gonna meet? I'm just trying to say goodbye. That's how we are in LA. Like that, it's too much. When we say we gonna go to lunch in LA, it's just like, I'm trying to get off the conversation. We don't mean it. But New Yorkers are very, even riding the subway, like everybody looks at their cell phone, they don't see anything. You know, one lady got on the subway, she's like, hello, I am blind and I need money and I had a fire in my place. And she's like, girl, you so funny. I am blind and I need your help. New Yorkers hustle.
It's another world.
It's another world, and I love it.
So you're at the beginning of a new show. Everything is an opportunity. Everything is a possibility. It kicks off on September 12th. I want to know, if you could fast forward to 5 years, 10 years, however many years you want to be doing the show, what is the thing you want to leave people saying afterwards when they go like, man, that Sherry Shepherd show, it was, you know?
I want to want people to say, Sherry Shepherd gave me joy.
Mm.
Sherry Shepherd made me feel good. That's what I think you have to know who you are when you walk in. I think women, we also have a problem with that, knowing what is unique about us. And so, you know, that is what is unique about me. I want to make you smile and feel good. So I hope that people leave saying that. And women, and I hope you leave going, Sherry taught me how to negotiate my money. Never take the first offer. Never. Let me tell you something. No. Say no. I want them to say, Sherry taught me how to say no.
I love this.
That's right. Well, if you ask me out, I won't say no. That don't apply to this right here. But Sherry taught me how to say no. You see, you gotta go for what you want. I don't know when I'm gonna be sitting behind this desk. So I got to tell Trevor how I feel, okay? You gotta let him know. I did it for Prince. I told Prince the same thing.
So we're going to Africa?
I will go to Africa with
Let's
you.
Go to
I do. Yes, I do. I swear. Yep. Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Sherry Shepherd, everybody.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.